Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this December 7th edition of the Biz Talk Show with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. Our friend Tony Bush is going to be gone for the next couple of weeks, so he's out of town, hopefully somewhere where it's a little bit warmer. We're going to have a guest host with me today, and that's going to be Mr. John Burns. John, nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Okay, and John's going to be helping out today. We're going to be covering a lot of things as we go along. What we're going to be talking to our guest today is going to be Mr. Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling, and Kurt's going to talk to us a little bit about the upcoming seminar that SCORE is going to be doing on the Affordable Health Care Act. So we'd ask that you kind of tune in, listen to some of the information that we've got, and then have you attend the seminar as well. So, but right now, I'm going to, first of all, I want to just, as I said, introduce John. John, could you give us just a real short background on what your specialty is with SCORE as a mentor and how you've been with SCORE?
Yeah, I'm a former small business owner, and I've got a background in business management, marketing, planning, and forecasting.
All right. Well, John, and how long have you been with SCORE?
About 18 months.
18 months, all right. And so those of you who are looking for those kinds of specialties, John is one of the almost 40 mentors that we have here in the Valley. Just to give you a quick update on what SCORE is all about, we do mentoring for people who are interested in starting a business, been in business for a while, or have been in business for a long time, and looking to find ways to improve their situation. All of our mentors are free, so what you need to do is to register for help at our website, which is www.foxcities.score.org, and request a mentor. Of, as I said, over almost 40 people that we have on board, we have specialists in just about every area you can think of, from marketing, cash flow. We have HR people. We have people who are good at with franchising, with machine work, just about anything that you need help with. So, again, don't be shy to ask for that help. And as I said, the nice thing about it is all free. The second thing that we do, of course, is we do seminars. And that one we do have coming up on the 11th of December. We have the Affordable Health Care Act today. We will be talking more about that as we go along. But real quickly, that program, as I said, December the 11th, it will be from 8 until 11 in the morning. Registration starts at 7:30. We'd ask, it's going to be at the Bordini Center, which is at the Venture Center across from the Fox City, Fox Valley Tech. The cost is $25 per. Again, I'd ask that you register at our website, which is foxcities.score.org, and check it out as far as all the details on it. It's going to be a very, very informative and very important for not only the small business but also individuals who are trying to figure out exactly what's going on and how the Affordable Health Care Act is going to affect you. So get out to our website, get yourself registered, and we will be happy to have you attend that particular program. Again, that's the 11th. Of December, from 8 until 11, registration at the Bordini Center at 7:30, and the cost is $25 per person. All right, so that's two of the things that we need to talk about a little bit today. One of the things I did want to mention is just to take a moment to remember that today is the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. For those of you who, obviously very few of us were around, but a few who were, it was one of those days in the life of American history that should stand out for everybody. So again, just a commemorative, the day December 7th, 1941 was the attack on Pearl Harbor. So just keep that in your mind today. Also, one of the other things we try to do here is to give you a quick update on any of the scams that are going on out there. We have information that comes in from the Better Business Bureau. And just to keep you posted on this one, if you are receiving a message that says you have an award from the Microsoft people. Do not, under any circumstances, open it. It is not an award. It is not information. It is a virus. So it will attack your system. You might find it also. It says that you've won a lottery that was conducted by Microsoft. They are not doing that sort of thing. They do not contact people in that way. If it's anything at all that looks suspicious, something that asks you to open it to be able to win, do not open it. 90% of these are malware scams, and they can really damage your computer. So, again, do not open anything that says, congratulations, you have won the 2013 Microsoft Edinburgh Products Advertising Award. It will definitely damage your computer. So, again, just keep those things in mind. At this point in time, I think we're going to go take our first break. We'll be getting back with our guest today, which is Mr. Kurt Haling, to go over some of the things as far as the Health Care Act is concerned and the seminar coming up, and just some of the other things as far as tax activity for 2014. So we will be right back. This is SCORE, the Biz Talk with SCORE on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host today. And our guest host is going to be Mr. John Burns from the SCORE chapter here. We are going to be talking a little bit about the seminar coming up. And we're going to be talking with our guest, Mr. Kurt Haling, in just a moment. First of all, though, I do have to take a little bit as far as working hard for the money and just mention some of the sponsors that we have here on the Biz Talk show. One of our sponsors, of course, is Albertson Haling CPAs, located here in the Valley, office in Nina and Green Bay. And as far as business accounting, they are the experts to go and talk to. Also, we have eBiz Results as a sponsor. They're the ones who have been put together our website that we have for Biz Talk, and we want to thank them for all the excellent work that they've done for us. Also in the area of law, we have Epiphany Law, which is a boutique business law firm here in the Valley. They specialize in legal services for small business owners. So again, if you're looking for help in getting your business started, Epiphany Law is the people to talk to. Otherwise, also, you're starting to look for where is the money. We're very proud to have the Fox Communities Credit Union as one of our sponsors. And again, they can help you with the business loans that you're looking for with over 70,000 members here in the Fox River Valley. They are an excellent financial institution to do business with. And finally, just like to thank the Business News as a sponsor also. An excellent business information for you. Comes out every 2 weeks and has information covering everywhere from Brown, Calumet, Door, Fond du Lac, Kewaunee, Manitowoc County, Outagamie, Winnebago counties. All of the business that's going on in those areas, the Business News covers. So we want to thank them for being a sponsor. And we also want to recognize Tuss House. Tuss House is also one of our sponsors. They are primarily in the area of computer services. They handle a lot of the on-site, off-site storage of data and a lot of the types of both software and hardware that your business is going to need to be successful. So again, those are our sponsors. We'd just like to say thank you to them for the day. And at this point then, I'd like to welcome our guest today, and that's Mr. Kurt Haling. Kurt, welcome.
Good morning.
And very happy to have you here today. First of all, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and also about Albertson Haling so we can find out what that's all about.
Well, the firm Albertson Haling started in 1998 with my partner James Alberts and myself. We've got offices here in the Valley and up in Green Bay, fully staffed, full year-round services, working with small business owners and individuals in helping these small businesses get off the ground to the points of hiring their first employees, business planning type things, financing arrangements all the way through to the end of the business when it's time to transition to the next owner.
Okay. And you're going to be, I would guess, a little busy coming up for the next few months as we get along.
We've been busy, and it's only going to get busier.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best thing to do right now?
They can call our office at 886-2241 in the Valley or 405-8549 Green Bay. Our website is albert-haling-cpas.com. And that's alberts-heling-cpas.com. Check out our website, and you can contact us that way as well.
Okay, wonderful. And as I said, Kurt is going to be one of our three speakers who's going to be working with us on the Affordable Health Care Act seminar coming up on December 11th. Kurt is going to be taking a look at this program more from the accounting side and how some of these things are going to affect you. We're going to go into a little bit more detail in the second section here, but you want to just kind of give us an outline a little bit about where we're going and how this thing is going to be talked about?
Well, from my perspective, there's a couple different angles. Obviously, one is the individual mandate, which gets all the media attention. There's also some individual tax law changes that come along with this healthcare program that's being rolled out, and they're tied to Medicare, Medicare surtaxes, increases in the threshold of Medicare medical deductions, limitations on how much you can put into flex spending accounts, and then the small business side of things for those companies that have less than 50 employees, they still have some things that they need to be aware of. They don't have the employer mandate like the bigger companies do that have more than 50 employees, but the smaller companies have the SHOP plans available to them out there, and mm-hmm. inside of those is the Small Business Health Credit, which may or may not be available to them, depending on a pretty technical math calculation, which is pretty difficult to go okay. into over the phone, but let you know that's out there. Those are the kinds of things that we're going to talk about at the seminar and get into the real details about.
Who do you think would be a good candidate to attend the seminar? Who should be there?
Anybody who's required to be covered under the health care law.
Okay.
Which is anybody living in America.
Anybody and everybody. I know we're going to be dealing a lot with the question about the 2 to 50 group. Those are the people with under 50 employees, small businesses, and so on, and how this is going to be affecting them.
Yep.
And then also the individual, what he has to do, and how everything's going to be taking their side of it. And just as a quick aside, the other speakers that we're going to have will be including Linda Heinz. Linda is a expert in the area of group benefits. She's been involved in that area now for over 11 years. She has worked with a number of different organizations nationally. She is also a compliance education individual for the over 3,000 insurance brokers, has put on a number of seminars and so on in this area for the Health Care Act, and so she'll be an excellent source of information.
Yeah, and having talked with Linda in organizing this seminar, she is absolutely brilliant. She can recite this stuff chapter and verse, cite code section, and recite it word for word. The level of knowledge she's got on this is amazing. Like you mentioned, she mm-hmm. she actually develops the continuing education courses for the insurance agents and brokers, and she has actually taught some of the Department of Labor and right. IRS people exactly how they should be enforcing this stuff, and their jaws hit the floor when she's able to recite this stuff to them.
Okay. Well, and the other speaker that we're going to have is Mr. John Ulness. John is the owner of Ulness Health Insurance and Wellness, and John is going to be approaching this from the individual health care side. John's here from the Fox Cities. John has the reputation of being one of the few people I've ever met who actually read the entire act. Is that...
Which tells you that, A, he's got a lot of time on his hands. I don't think that's really the case, but he actually has read the whole thing, understands it inside and out, and is working to understand how to apply it, and because this thing's going to be around. It's not going to go away anymore, so we have to understand how to adapt to it and make it work.
Okay. Well, what we're going to be doing on that program is going to be 3 hours. We're going to have each of you, we're going to have Linda Heinz, John Ulness, and Kurt as speakers, each giving a short topic discussion on their particular area of expertise, and then we hope to have about an hour of Q&A to answer your questions out there for those of you who are attending. Speaking of Q&A, we'd like to remind you, too, if you have any questions for Kurt, to give us a call here at WHBY Studios. The numbers here in Appleton are 281-1150. Outside the Appleton area, TDS Metrocom toll-free line is 1-866-866-866. 887-1150. Now, that's again, if you have any questions for Kurt today, we'd ask you to give us a call, and we'll try and cover some of those with you. Otherwise, we're going to take a short break at this point, be back, and go into a little more detail about the Act and how it applies to, especially from the accounting side. So, again, this is Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities Radio, 1150 WHBY.
I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Good morning again. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here on the Biz Talk radio show. Welcome you to talk to the tax man today. Our guest today is Mr. Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. And we're talking about The Health Care Act, and I guess one of the questions that we were going to ask about that is the tax effect. From an accountant's side, how much of an effect is this going to have as far as taxes and so on?
It's going to have – there are a lot of different changes going on with the tax law with this. If you remember when this went to the Supreme Court with the whole Health Care Reform Act, part of the reason that it passed the Supreme Court and didn't get overturned was because it is a tax act. In spite of what people may have been led to believe, there's certain tax laws that are changing, and they're changing soon here with respect to the Medicare surtaxes that are going on with higher income people. There's Medicare surtaxes, the high income Medicare surtax that's going on to high income earners. The Medicare surtax, this is an uncharted waters because the Medicare surtax is going on interest, dividends, and capital gains on high income individuals. And that is uncharted waters because that has never been subject to Medicare tax before in the past. Some other things that are changing are the medical deductions, what you're able to deduct for medical purposes. It used to be that you had to clear a 7.5% threshold. That's been raised to 10%. So you say, well, I don't use that deduction because I take my deduction through flex spending. There's limitations on how much you can put into your flex spending accounts now going forward. So there's a lot of changes going on with respect to that.
Okay, so everybody needs to be very, very aware of the fact in their tax planning for 2014.
Yeah, I have John? The question, too, is any of that actually going to affect people for this year?
Oh, absolutely. The items I just mentioned, the high-income earner Medicare tax, the Medicare surtax on unearned income, and the medical deduction threshold changing, those are all 2013 issues that are going to be coming up in this tax season. So those are things you need to plan for right now if you haven't been already.
Okay. Would you expect then that people should get in earlier to their tax preparer to address some of that stuff?
Absolutely. In fact, what I would suggest is you get in before the end of the year so we can plan for those sorts of things. And we've been doing that with a lot of our clients already, is planning where 2013 is going to fall in. So when we get to February and March and April, there's no surprises.
And right now, as far as the tax code is concerned and so on, are things fairly clear as to where things are going to be, or is it going to be another one of those cases where between now and April 15th, everything bounces around again?
Well, it's going to bounce around again because we've already been told that there's going to be a delay in the filing season this year again, which is coming to be almost an annual event. That doesn't mean that they're extending the filing season past April 15th because the government doesn't do that, but they are compacting it because we're not going to be able to electronically file anything until at least the middle part of February.
Wow. Okay, so that's going to be – but that'll give everybody a little bit more time again to get a clearer handle on where things are going.
Correct. And the other thing that's going to happen again this year, it used to be in the past that all the forms had to be out to everybody until by the end of January. Now, again, they're giving until the middle of February for a lot of these 1099-type forms to come out. So that's going to delay things also for people.
Okay. You had mentioned tax deductions. A lot of us are familiar with doing that as far as, you know, our health care premiums and so on.
Correct.
Is that going to be changed? Is that going to be affected?
To a certain degree, yes. And that's going to be on more of a going forward type basis, 2014 forward with the rollout of the whole Health Care Reform Act. For the big thing for 2013 is the fact that you used to have to clear 7.5% of your income. So if a husband and wife had a combined income of, let's say, $100,000, 7.5% of that's $7,500. After that number, you got to deduct your medical expenses. Well, now it's going to be 10%. So now you've got to clear $10,000 in that situation before you get to claim the first dollar medical expenses. Okay. And that's why flex spending accounts got to be so popular, because people didn't have that much in out-of-pocket medical expenses. They ran it through their flex spending account, got their deduction up front. Now there's a limitation on how much you can put in that flex spending account.
What is
$2,500.
Oh, really? So it's cut down to that.
Correct. And the thing with that situation is, a good example is laser eye surgery. When I had my laser eye surgery, it was $2,000 an eye, $4,000. Well, you can only put $2,500 into a flex spending account. You have the choice of either paying the difference out of pocket and not being able to deduct it, or just get one eye done, which probably isn't a real good a real good option either.
No, for those of us who are half blind anyway and can't hear out of one ear, I ended that that's just not a good idea. So, John,
Kurt, is that when you say $2,500, is that per person? Is a family then $5,000?
That is per person, but what's happening with the flex spending accounts is there's going to be limitations. Yeah, it's per person, but who's actually even eligible for the flex spending accounts is going to be changing too. And that's one of the types of things that Linda's going to go into in detail at the seminar is with these employee benefit type accounts, what's changing and what's available to people.
Right. I mean, she's going to be talking to us about the flexible accounts. Also, she's going to be talking about the health savings accounts, the HSAs that we know about.
HSAs, HRAs, those types of things.
All of those areas, and that is one area of her primary expertise. So she'll be able to cover some of those, how to integrate those, how to get those plans operating for your business, because again, there's so much misinformation out there and so much confusion as to what's really going on. We were talking about just as an aside on some of the misinformation you mentioned earlier, the shop plan.
Well, yeah, and the shop plan
for the business person.
Yep, and shop plans apply to small businesses that are under 50 employees. So they need to be aware of this because. In typical government fashion, the day before Thanksgiving at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they announced that, you are not going to be able to apply for shop plans, via the healthcare.gov. Now, the way it came out, it almost made it sound as if the shop plans were going to be shut down completely for a year, and that's not true. The only thing that changes is you can't apply for it online. You can still apply for it through an agent or broker, and it's a big deal because inside those shop plans, by using those shop plans, you may be eligible for a small business health care credit. And I say may because there's some limitations on being able to claim that credit. For instance, even though we're dealing with businesses of 50 employees and under, employers with 25 employees or under are the only ones that are eligible for that small health care credit. And it starts to go down after you have 10. The maximum credit is at 10 employees, but beyond that, it starts to decrease. By the time you get to 25, you don't get any credit anymore.
Wow.
So it gets really complicated when you're trying to compute this stuff. So another reason to attend the seminar, we'll go through some examples on there, but you need to sit down with a financial professional as well as a health insurance person to find out what's going to be the best fit for you.
And yet for the small businessman who, in that 2 to 50 group, who's trying to compete for employees against those large businesses, they still have to look at the shop plan. They still have to look at the possibility of offering health insurance.
Right, because you still want to have some sort of a health benefit plan in order to compete with those bigger companies for those employees, because you don't just want to say, well, it's too complicated. Everybody just go to the exchanges and get your own individual insurance, and we'll try to cover it through payroll. That's not a good option either.
Okay, so you have to, whether you want to or not, you have to be aware of how this is all playing out.
Right.
Okay, John?
Yeah, it looks like the seminar is going to be a real good way to get a head start on getting yourself educated on what the plans are all about, and also have a good panel of experts to ask questions about.
Well, it is, and you mentioned Head Start. It's actually going to be a good chance to catch up on some of these things because these things are changing so rapidly, and for instance, the change I mentioned just happened a week and a half ago, the day
right
before Thanksgiving. You know, these things are changing constantly, so what your understanding may have been back in June or July may have changed now by December.
Right.
And now it's getting to the point where you have to implement some of this stuff.
And that is the reason for the title of the seminar, which is the Affordable Health Care Act Today. And I know in talking to Linda and to you and to John in setting this thing up that you guys are researching this thing right down to the hour pretty much. So whatever we have available is going to be the most current information we can find.
Right. And in doing that, you know, we're going to try and give some real-world examples of how these things apply. In fact, we're going to take an example that's on healthcare.gov, go through it as to how this small business credit works, and then we're going to dissect and say, here's why it doesn't work in the real world.
So even if we get it right, it's still not right.
I wouldn't say it's not right, but it wouldn't apply in the real world. And I'll give you a little bit of an explanation. We talked about the 10 employees, so they give that example. And the credit also starts to phase out after $25,000 of average wages to your employees. So you're talking about $12 an hour people here. Well, what happens is on the healthcare.gov website, they say, you know, here's a company with 10 employees averaging $25,000 wages. And you paid $70,000 in healthcare benefits for those 10 employees. Well, in the real world, what employer is really going to pay $7,000 in per employee in healthcare costs to $12 an hour people? It doesn't happen.
Yes, it's very, very difficult to be able to match that type of thing. Yeah. Just as a reminder, if you have any questions for Kurt, please give us a call. You can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. So again, if you have any questions, though, we're approaching this from a completely non-political point of view, so we keep it technical. We would appreciate that. So okay. Anyway, getting back to some of this stuff, one of the things I know you're going to be talking about a little bit too is we were talking about the gross incomes. You said, you know, okay, a guy making $12 an hour and so on, you're not going to pay him that much money for his insurance. Modified gross income, that's something that we talked about a little bit.
Well, the modified gross income kind of leads into the individual side of things a little bit. And what that is taking your adjusted gross income, and it's hard to explain this over the radio, but you take your gross income from your tax return and you add that. There are certain add-backs that you need to do in computing whether or not you're going to qualify for the individual subsidies through the healthcare.gov. And in adding that back, one thing you add back is if you receive Social Security benefits, mm-hmm. or which is which may or may not be taxable on your individual tax return. And another thing that gets added back, for instance, is tax exempt interest. If you have municipal bonds that kick off interest that aren't normally taxable, that has to get added back in order to compute this as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a different calculation for whether or not you get the healthcare subsidy or not. So
it's not just your gross income.
It's your gross income plus, I guess, is the best way to say it.
All right. Well, we happen to have a caller on the line. David, are you there? Okay, what's your question, Dave?
Hey, quick. You were just talking about it, how to calculate your income for Obamacare. You said it's kind of adjusted gross income plus?
Correct.
And how do I find that formula so I can understand? Because I kind of have an option right now of staying with what I have or moving to Obamacare.
I believe there's a calculation on healthcare.gov. If there's not, I've got a chart through UC Berkeley that does a good job of explaining that. And if you wanted to, I can actually get that to you via email. If we get your information, I could get that to you that way. Or you could contact me through the website and we can get it to you that way. The best way to think about it, though, the two big add backs are any Social Security benefits as well as any untaxed income, things like tax exempt interest or anything like that. Those are the two biggest add backs.
So it's 100% add back of the tax exempt interest?
Correct.
Okay, so one other question, and I just caught what you said is, right now, medical expenses are deductible beyond the 7.5%. Is that changing for the individual taxpayer?
Yes. It's instead of beyond 7.5%, it's going to be 10%. So it's going to be a higher threshold to clear before you get to use the first dollar.
As of next year?
As of 2013, so this upcoming filing season.
Oh, it's this year already. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And Dave, I just pulled up on the computer here the at the healthcare.gov. There is a portion of it under the learning portion that says, how can I find out if I get a lower cost coverages? It has calculators in there to be able to look at the different areas and so on. Okay. So that would be a good place to start.
All right. Okay. What about a joint? In this case, what about a joint taxpayer, someone who files jointly and, you know, one spouse is going to see if they qualify for Obamacare and the other spouse is not interested or does not have to or is already behind age 65, for instance.
There's going to be some calculations as far as factoring that in also, because what will happen is then you're going to end up with a single plan as opposed to the family plan. So that will get factored into your calculation when you're looking at what plan you're going to qualify for.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, Dave. Okay. Well, getting back on this stuff, one of the areas that everybody looks at, too, is there's the different types of plans, you know, the metal, as they call them, the metal plans.
Yep.
Can you kind of give us that's a good question. Can you give us a brief synopsis of what that's all about?
I don't know how brief I can be, but to go through the metals, and these apply both on the individual side and on the shop side. There's the bronze, the silver, the gold, and the platinum, which I guess the best way to explain that is the bronze being the bare bones plan, and getting a little bit more. And I'll give you an example of that I ran for a shop plan with five employees ranging in ages from 28 through 62, so kind of spanning the spectrum there. They would be a sample plan there. The employer's out of pocket, the employer's cost of that might be $1,500, so about $300 per employee, but the deductible on it's going to be $11,000. Well, that's not real exciting. You go to the other end of the spectrum on the platinum plan, the premium is going to be over $3,500 a month, close to $4,000 a month, but your deductible is going to be more like $1,500 to $2,000.
Okay.
So wide range of spectrum there. Part of it's how much is the employer willing to cover. The issue with this is even if the employer sponsors the bronze plan, if the employee says, well, thanks, but no thanks, we don't want to, you know, I need to come up with something better, I'll go on the exchange and find something myself. You can opt out of that, but as the employee then, when you're getting that individual program, you can get a better program with a lower deductible, but you're not going to be eligible for the subsidy then at that point, because your employer sponsored a plan even though it wasn't as good of a plan. As long as it's a qualifying plan.
Okay, then you have to go with the...
Correct.
All righty. Well, we're talking to Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs here and going over some of the things that will be involved with the Affordable Health Care Act seminar coming up on December the 11th. For right now, though, we're going to take a quick break and then be back to kind of wrap things up. There's an awful lot involved in this. But again, we will be back shortly. You are listening to a Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay. There we go. Welcome back again to the wrap-up portion of Biz Talk here on WHBY. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. Our guest today is Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling. And Kurt, I'm going to ask you to do the impossible. We got about 2 minutes to have you kind of wrap up some of the key points we're going to be talking about at the seminar.
Okay, how fast do you want me to talk here? What we're going to talk about, especially on my end of things, we're going to talk a little bit more detail about these individual tax changes, and then we're going to talk into detail on the shop plans, the small business health insurance credit that falls within there, give some real-world examples on how it works and doesn't work, and kind of lead into John and Linda talking about how to manufacture a plan that will work for your company and stay as cost-effective as possible.
Okay. So that's something now. John, you had a quick question about that.
Yeah. One of the questions that I had about the seminar is, are people going to be able to ask questions kind of like real-world type questions.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one of the goals of the seminar, and we're leaving, I think it's going to be over an hour for those questions, because we understand there's a ton of questions about this stuff out there, and bring those questions, we'll answer them as best we can, and between the three of us, we can give different perspectives, one being from the financial and tax perspective, the other being from the compliance perspective, and what you can and can't do with John and from John and Linda's side.
Okay. All right. Well, just as a reminder, then, the seminar we're talking about is the Affordable Health Care Act today. It's going to be on December the 11th. That's this coming Wednesday from 7:30 for registration, from 8 to 11, 3 hours on the Affordable Health Care Act. Our panelists are going to be Linda Heintz, John Ulness, and Kurt Haling. So one real quick point then, Kurt, you have a quick biz tip for us.
Adapt and overcome, because this law isn't going away.
Okay, so it's here. The cost of the seminar is going to be $25. Remind you, you can register on the SCORE website. That's www.foxcities.score.org. Also, there is a spot there where it says contact. You can leave a email message for us as far as questions in advance, so we know what you want us to be able to answer. So please get out, register for that program. We look forward to seeing you on the 11th. Kurt, thank you very much for being here, and we're going to look forward to putting you on the spot there on the 11th.
All right, thanks for having me, okay. And a quick hello to my lovely wife and my lovely daughter, Carlissa.
Okay, and John Burns, one of our SCORE counselors, thank you, John, for being here today. Enjoyed having you here.
Yeah, it was great, and I'm looking forward to the seminar.
All righty. I've got one other quick spot I need to do here, and that is to remind you that the Y Service Club has a Christmas tree sale going on today from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. today and tomorrow, and also from 2 until 8 Monday through Friday out in front of Festival Foods. So if you're still looking for your Christmas tree, they've got some really beautiful big ones, so head on out there and bundle up and enjoy shopping for your Christmas tree today. And again, this is Biz Talk. Thank you for listening, and this is on the voice of Fox Cities, WHBY 1150. Thank you.